Now to close up, the Horticultural Code of Conduct has come under fire from the ACCC report into the competition and fair trading issues facing the industry. I spoke with Commissioner Mick Keogh about the report and the issue of the Code of Conduct.
There's been a fair bit of effort gone into it, particularly the major issue is that the Horticulture Code that was put in place about a decade ago basically is largely ignored. About 80% of the transactions that occur in the horticulture sector through the fresh produce markets are exempt from the code because of a grandfathering clause that was in it that exempted pre-existing contracts. So all the effort that went into creating the horticulture code to try and improve commercial behaviour in the sector, really was negated by that. So the first point that emerged out of that was that, you really do have to make sure the code applies to the majority of transactions that are occurring. The second thing was that even where the code applied, the lack of penalties associated with breaches of the code meant that it really didn't act as a deterrent to bad behaviour. So, basically all the ACCC could do in the case of a breach was to highlight it, to get an undertaking from the participant not to do it again, but there was really no penalty associated with it. So that was the second problem. The third problem that was a combination of a couple of problems, in fact, was one is the uncertainty of the nature of the business of the wholesalers that the farmers are dealing with. So it's never clear whether they're dealing with a merchant who buys the produce off the farmer or an agent who sells the produce on behalf of the farmer, extracts a commission and sends the rest. And that lack of clarity in turn translated to extensive delays in the payment arrangements for growers. So some growers were waiting 3 and 4 months to get paid for produce that had been sent to the central markets and presumably already distributed and sold and consumed, but they hadn't received any payments for. So that combination of things, the uncertainty of the commercial arrangements and the delay in payments, was the third major problem that certainly growers universally talked about as a major problem.
So really, the code of conduct hasn't worked whatsoever, has it? How does the ACCC go about working with the industry to change it so the code actually stands for something and people will follow it, and if they don't, they will be penalised accordingly?
Well, the code was subject to an independent review last year, and that review made a series of recommendations, including removing that grandfathering clause I was talking about, requiring traders to make it clear through a written agreement what their business model was, whether they were a merchant or an agent, and also in that having it documented what the payment terms were, and also imposing potential penalties in the event of a breach. So getting rid of the grandfathering clause, requiring documented arrangements around the business arrangements, and then having penalties for breach of the code were the three key recommendations out of that review. And certainly our discussions with growers suggest that that's the minimum that's required to actually give some effect to this code and try and improve the commercial arrangements that exist in the fresh produce market.
ACCC Commissioner Mick Keogh speaking on a report into the competition and fair trading issues facing the horticulture industry. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.